96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Popeyes, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. It is a gorgeous day to be above ground, and I believe that the sky continues to be able to weep for the transition, the death of the nation's beloved Darryl Miller. The provocative, the outspoken, poised in posture that continue to be able to articulate parts of our culture and our system that a lot of us have looked past. He's died, was found yesterday at the age of 69 at his homestead. I think it's in Mini Street. I continue to be able to pray for him, his family, as he transitioned into this particular space. And I know that the entire nation is sober about it. And so I just wanted to be able to give my peace and be able to say that I think it's worthy of an entire show to talk about the relationships that we have in this country and the way that we continue to be able to move away from the concept and idea of community. But we're going to talk about that. While I'm here, guys, I got to be able to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance. Agents and brokers, they got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. The numbers that you can give them, a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. And if you are in a space that you want to be able to get your insurance taken care of, personal, residential, and otherwise, they can take very, very, very good care of you. Just ask for my good friend Etheric Bowe or Mr. Richardson down there. He can be able to take good care of you down there. Guys, go and check him out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. And they're open 9 to 5 on the weekdays and 9 to 2 on the weekend. Got to shout out all those good, decent people. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. I want to talk about this. My God, if we didn't have this series set up, I just would, oh, Lord. But y'all let me fight the band too much, so it may be decent. Monroe must go. Monroe must go. This is in the papers this morning, Monday morning, October 7th. Shout out to my father who celebrated his birthday yesterday. Monday morning, October 2nd, 2024, Monroe must go. Sans call for minister's resignation as murder toll climbs. as though Sands is the driver, and the as though Monroe is the driver. And y'all need to start. It's just too much. Daryl Miller dies at 69 years old. Eddie Minnis in concert. Man killed in traffic fatality at West Bay Street. And two more murders. Guys, y'all, this is wild. Let's dive right into it. On Friday, we had an opportunity to be able to talk about some stuff. We're continuing with our series about being able to discern leadership from a constituency-first approach. And I reached out, had a very good conversation with one of the gentlemen that I told you, one of the politicians that I told you that I believe that he has a bright future, as I started to be able to break it down to talk about his business acumen, to talk about his posture and his poise, talk about the sort of an idea of him being able to move forward, being able to identify more specifically his constituency, which is North Andrus and the Berry Islands, and being able to identify that. I said, now, I know what you all said. We talked about it. I won't put everything out there again just for a refresh. We 42 persons took the poll. And out of 42 persons took the poll, 29 of those persons, which is 66%, indicated that they voted in the last election. 26% indicated that they planned it. I'm sorry, 61% indicated that they are willing or looking forward to voting in the next election. The majority of persons who voted under the 42 are between the ages of 26 and 45. That's the bulk. We talked about this. We asked about the ministers, the member of parliament's visibility. One person say they see him. 97.62% out of the 42 people said that they had not seen him. 42 persons indicated that they have not seen any improvements in the community. 42 persons indicated that they do not believe that he's effective in this particular capacity. 42 persons indicated the exact same thing about his ministerial or his portfolio. And the same amount of persons, 42, indicated that they're not satisfied. Had a great opportunity to be able to talk to the Member of Parliament and the Minister of State. Is it Minister of State or your Parliamentary Secretary? Parliamentary Secretary in the Office of the Ministry of Works. And being able to talk about those things, I think he's doing an excellent job. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than Leonardo Lightborn, the Honorable Leonardo Lightborn. My brother, thank you so much for being able to join us today.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
You're a good, decent man. There's a lot of persons who would hear this and don't come, they ain't showing up at all. But you showed up and you're here, you're a man of your word, you came before time. Talk to me about what you're hearing on the ground. And beyond that, I'd like to be able, and this is why I said to all the members of parliament, if you're listening, I'd prefer to have a conversation with you, that you could be able to tell me about what you've done, what you haven't done, because we don't know who taken the poll. I'm grateful for the persons who participated in this. But for you to be able to be on trial, I think you should show up to the court so we can be able to do that. So I thank you for being able to be here with us. Talk to me about what's happening in North Andrus.
Yes, thank you again, Howard. First of all, I want to just send my condolences as well to the Darrell family. We've lost
Darrell Miller, yeah.
Darrell Miller, sorry. We've lost a giant of a man with untimely death. However, you asked a question in regards to what's happening in North Andrus and Berry Islands. I'm just going to go quickly down the line, because I know we're short on time, in regards of some of the things that have been happening inside the community in North Andrus and the Berry Islands. We talk about the Red Bay Roads. This is something that it's ongoing, should be completed in another week. I had an opportunity to spoke to the contractor. This road hasn't been paved in over 30 years. So the residents of Red Bay are very happy. This is something ongoing. And we look forward to the many things that's going to come with that road being put in place. Berry Islands Airport, this has been a back and forth with both administration and the past administration. However, we were able to complete it in this tenureship that I was Member of Parliament, and we did some ribbon cutting for that as well in Berry Islands. We also had a lot of... I spoke to the contractor for the docks in North Andrus, Mr. Stephon Knowles, who assured me that in 2 weeks, we're going to start the delimitation of those docks, and we're going to have our docks in place. So we're looking at about six to about a year in regards to the five docks are in place. Six months to a year? I have those docks completed all together in the community. So this is an ongoing initiative as well, and it's going to bring some economic growth to the community. Also, I continue to have many projects, give backs, et cetera, for back to school, Mother's Day, Father's Day, also Christmas give backs, elderly care packages, numerous initiatives. I've partnered with Mrs. Charlotte Knowles Thompson, our agency, in regards to college fairs, that have been going on in the last 3 years. Matter of fact, I attended the last one here at New Providence. I sponsored a few of the students to come from North Anderson and the Berry Islands to participate in this.
Really?
Giving them some insight and better their
futures.
That's excellent,
man.
Yeah, we have another Zoom coming up at the end of the month that we're going to engage about, I'm going to say, about 100 students between North Anderson and Berry Islands to participate via Zoom. So these are some of the initiatives we had going on. As for sports, we have the resurfacing of numerous basketball courts. We started that project. I just bought a striping machine kind of to get that off the ground. Standard Creek is going to get started. And this is something I purchased. This is, you know, government equipment.
It's right? Yours.
Yeah. This is something I purchased. And it's in the constituency.
Like
and it's
it.
Going to be used for
like
whatever
it.
Purposes.
I like
There's some
it.
Things, you know, government be sometimes dragged to lead to us. Many things I could do to start these communities initiatives I'm engaging. So our softball parks are going to be looked at. I spoke to the minister, Mario Boleg. He assured me that he's going to have some persons on the ground. We're going to get our track and field done as well. We already had to be striping. We're going to have it resurface in short order. So we're going to have a state of art back. We're going to have that feeling in North Andres again with the track and field. However, we have a tentative drawing for the North Andres in the Berry Islands. 200 meter along with a softball initiative going on there, a softball stadium per se. But we are still in early stages with that, with Coco Key.
You sound like you're busy.
Yeah, I'm busy, man.
People
don't know,
do.
So you got to say it, you got to put it out there, right? Not everything deserves the picture and the smile and the video. So now you have me on the show, I'm going to put some
I
of these
like
things out
there.
I like
what you're doing. Because you got 56% of the persons who voted for you in the last go round. You got 1,181 votes and you won. How do you retain this victory? What are the people now, based upon when you go around and people talking about you, are they smiling in your face? They tell you like behemoth and say, yeah, baby, you're straight. Are they telling you that?
Yeah.
Or are they coming to you with issues to say, this is the issue?
I would say this. As a country, we all are faced with a lot of issues in terms of infrastructures and on the ground, the temperature with persons. Yeah, I must say that our government, we continue to strive to see that we make betterment for the lives of Bahamians. In North Andres and Berry Islands, in my personal view and what I'm hearing of elections for the call of the day, I think I'll be sitting in that seat again as the member of parliament. However, there are a lot of issues and concerns on the ground, some of them being our banking facility.
I just was about to say this.
This is major.
We talked about this the other day.
This is major.
Yeah,
and for the family islands, this is a crippling, I want to say this is a crippling thing in our family islands, the bank being present. And this has been an ongoing conversation everywhere. Our airports.
Everybody ain't got an account with Island Luck or any of these places.
No,
money can't move in the country like
well,
this.
You know, the elderly, especially for elderly, this is something that we really need to take a look at in regards to the way forward. Our airport in North Andres is in a deplorable state. However, we try our best. But I must say that I've had a conversation with the DPM and we have spoken with some investors who have some money at the table now. Hopefully, we could get some shaking and get some things done to have this new airport constructed, or at least groundbreaking towards that. Also, some other issues and concerns on the ground, especially in Berry Islands. We have been having a lot of water issues, BPL power issues. We don't have certain ministries in place, agencies, Ministry of Works, Social Service, Road Traffic.
So are you working on getting those things taken care of?
I'm in the minister's ears all day, every day. I can
like
tell
this.
You that from the prime minister go down. So my voice is being heard. I call, I scream, I text.
Now this can happen. This ain't no campaign promise. This is something that you're working on now.
Right, but let me say this, Howard. I don't make promises.
I like
Let me start with that. I don't make promises. I assure my persons, my residents, matter of fact, if I give you my word, that's my bound. And sometimes I go out and I give these words because it's in my reach. I don't go based on the government plans or perhaps the campaign plans because...
But that's really what about...
These things
change about.
I only could go to my reach. Sometimes the government plans are not my plans. However, so my residents and constituents, they want to see progress. You know, they don't care about who was in the chair. They care about who's there now. And so, being a member of parliament, I tried to bring the best representation across the board.
I like this.
Bipartisan, we had a PLPF and them, coalition, or do not ensure DNA, whatever it may be. I try to be that member of parliament. And I understand persons are there, but they don't see me, and I'm not present and so forth. I'm available. I'm on the ground. I've been attending funerals. Matter of fact, I don't want to talk about funerals. I've been to the last five funerals in the last 2 weeks. But again, I'm present. I'm available. However, I'm going to start my door-to-door again in the next month. Upcoming for Great Harbor Key, October 17, we're going to have our town meeting. We're going to have a few ministers in place. DPM, Dr. Davil, Jobert Kobe Davis, Minister Vaughn Miller. So you see, we're going to have a lot
of
things.
So you're talking about the energy and the environment.
We're going to talk about everything. Apart from this show, we got to talk about some real issues and concerns. like I said, in the Berry Island, we are facing a lot of disruption in terms of the light, the water structure been going on in Berry Island. School has been closing early. Some of the government offices are being closed. But however, I really want to stress that I understand that what's happening. My temperature, I'm feeling the button in terms of on the island, what's happening with the Ministry of Social Services and many other ministries are not being present. And this is something that some of the ministers assured me that we're going to have in place, even if it's one rep. However, in Berry Island, we have a lot of persons. The rep from the North Andrews constituency has been coming in and out, but this has not been consistent. No road traffic is in place. So these are some of the agencies that we're looking forward to have on the ground, hopefully in this term. I don't want to say hopefully because I've speak to some ministers and they assure me that.
Well, if it's in your reach, happen. I know you can make it happen.
Well,
this is safe.
Well, what if the ministers give me some word, I got to hold them to that. I only can go based on what is being said.
All right,
I'm not
like
going to bring the false.
So tell me this. Take this last few minutes before we get out of here because I just wanted you to be able to come and talk. And I want to thank you, like I said, for being able to sit with me and talk to the residents of North Andrews and the Berry Island. Talk to me, and because you're talking directly to them, they can hear you now. Talk about what your expectations are. You already then talked about October 17th. Talk to me about what the expectations can be going forward and the commitment that you make to them to ensure that you can be able to alleviate what you can with your strength.
Well, again, Mr. Grant, I'm a member of Parliament who cares about the well-being. And everybody, and all members of Parliament care about the well-being of their constituents, etc. However, persons may have say otherwise, but I've been somebody who's been in touch with people. I have a love for people. I have that warming spirit, an open mind, an open heart, an open hands to people. So however, my residents could assure that I am there with them. I'm from Andrews, so I just don't come and visit. I'm from Mangrove Key, so I'm from the soil. However, I will continue to be that presence. I will continue to be the voice in the wilderness for them. I will continue to be that individual who's just open to whatever their issues and concerns. I consider myself to be strong back and thick skin because, you know, in politics, you better have
a thick skin.
Yeah, there's a lot of criticism out there, and I take the good and the bad. However, if the ones that say, hey, don't see me and I don't, I try to make that availability to see them. If they say, hey, mom, we need to get this done, so forth, I make those efforts to try to get these things done. Once I'm aware, I'm one of those who moves and shake. So my constituents, the residents in North Andrews and Berry Islands, they know that next time around, when they go to the poll, they know that they got a young man who cares about their well-being, honest, outside of the business aspect. But I hear someone say, oh, yeah, it's because you got a businessman. I think I heard on the last show, oh, you got a businessman. That don't mean that you can bring some businesses to the community or the millionaire. Yeah, I heard that and all that. But of course, I heard some things that are being said. But however, with the business mindset or whatever, it brings up a lot of opportunities. I have some entrepreneur programs and so forth, hands-on, because let's face it out. The government can't employ everybody.
No.
Everybody can't be police officers, security officers, janitors, and etc. in all the schools or whatever. So however, we got to provide programs so people could do some hands-on training, barbering,
like
fishing, fly fishing, whatever it may be
in those
communities. And these are some of the things that I'm pushing because at the end of the day, we all want the betterment for our people. However, like you say, there's a lot in the newspaper. You see what's happening now in the front line. We're being pulled here and pulled there. Ministers are being talked about. But however, I must say that, and I want to commend our Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, and the entire government, that we continue to do what is best for the people. And come 2026, I see my good friend, my colleague Adrian White is listening next door. 2026, Mr. White, PLP, we'll be back in their government and all the way. But again, Mr. Howard, I just want to thank you for having me.
I want you to be able to come on a podcast. Okay, so I'm going to do a podcast.
Sure.
I'm going to be able to say it. Because after this, after all of this, I just don't have, I only have 2 hours, so I try to do two persons
a
day. So after everything, I'd like to sit down with you. Let's see if we can be able to take an hour without these breaks and really talk about what's happening in this area and what we can expect from you in the future.
Yes, sir.
As it relates to the politician, I really believe that you do have good business acumen. I said this about you.
Yeah.
And I believe that you will be great in this particular opportunity moving forward. Moving from Boleg and even before that, moving to Gomez, it says to me that North Andrews is looking for progression.
Yes.
It's looking for growth. It's looking for these things. But the poll is saying to me that they're indifferent with these things. So I need to put it out here.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can be able to reach these people and deal with what you got to deal with.
Well, like you said, you cleared it up the best. Like you say, it's an open poll. We don't know if somebody in the United States all the way in Canada who has never been to North Andrews. But again, we'll take it as it is. Whatever it is, I'll deal with it. I would fix those little minor things and we'll move forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, all all the way from North Andrews in the Berry Islands, none other than the Honorable Leonardo Lightbourne being able to talk to us about what's happening over there. My brother, thank you so much. You are always welcome
with
us.
Thank you, Mr.
And I thank
Grant.
You for the opportunity for being able to do this. Guys, appreciate quick break. When we get back, we're going to speak with none other than Adrian White right after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We're here live and being able to talk about this. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have two constituencies that we're going to be talking about, North Eleuthera and more specifically St. Anne's here in the city of Nassau. So we just wanted to kind of put all those particular things down, give you the synopsis real quick about these particular things from 2002 to 2017. This has been the Brent Simonet era, traditional stronghold in this particular era. So Brent Simonet served as a member of parliament for St. Anne's, embodying the traditional and business-centric approach. Simonet is a prominent figure in the business, in the Bahamian politics, and influential businessman, emphasized infrastructural development, economic sustainability, and conservative fiscal management. His tenure has been characterized by efforts to modernize public utilities, improve infrastructural facilities, and promote private sector growth. As a member, let me pull this up. Says, as a member of the notable Bahamian family political roots, his leadership contributed to reinforcing St. Anne's status as a reliable FNM leading constituency. In 2017, the transition to Adrian White came in this particular space. And in 2021, Adrian White succeeded Brent Simonet as a member of parliament in St. Anne's constituency, making the generational shift whilst maintaining the constituency's traditional FNM alignment. Let's talk about White just for a little bit. Just talk about these particular things. We looked across it. St. Anne's, as a constituency, demonstrated a tendency towards the continuity in leadership, for often favoring candidates from the Free Nine line with a conservative business-friendly values. This pattern has created an exception within the constituency for representations or representatives who prioritize infrastructural development, economic sustainability, and protection of property interests. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to read this poll with you. I have none other than Adrian White in the studio with us today. Adrian, let me read this here. A total of 55 persons have taken the poll. About 55 persons have taken the poll in your constituency of St. Anne's. So let's talk about this. Say, how many persons voted in the last election? 89% of the persons, 49, indicated that they voted in the last election. How many persons planning to vote in the next election? 94% of the persons indicated that they plan to vote in the next election. So that's an increase, an uptick in that particular space. Between 18 and 25, you get 3 participants. Between 26 and 5, you get 7. Between 36 and 45, 46 to 55, you got 17, 56 to 65, 10, and 66 and older, you got 8 persons, which has been the most so far in that particular constituency. This really speaks to a traditional audience who still contributes to their constituency, to their community. So this is actually indicative of what we're hearing about St. Anne's, okay? So it says, MP visibility and performance. Has your MP been visible and accessible? 53 participants, 96%, said that you have been visible. 2 participants said that you have not been visible, okay? The community improvements since selection. Have you seen any community improvements in this particular state? 54 participants, 98%, yes, we have seen improvements in the constituency. They asked whether or not you're effective in terms of addressing key issues such as crime, unemployment, and social services. There's 52 participants indicated yes, that's 94%. Yes, he has been effective in those particular areas, and 3 persons indicated you have not. Effective in your ministerial or your portfolio, knowing that you're not a minister in these areas, I really wanted to kind of squash this, but persons answered this. And you had 22% or 40% indicated that you were effective, and 33%, which is 60%, indicated that you weren't effective. But this would not apply to you because you don't have a ministerial position in these particular capacities, right? And then the very last one, overall satisfaction with the MP's performance. 52 participants out of the 55, 94.5% indicated that they're 100%, I'm sorry, indicated that they are 94.5% satisfied with your performance. 3 people said that they're not satisfied in this. So a very high percentage of the persons, 89.9%, voted in the last election, indicating a strong electoral engagement in St. Anne's, and this enthusiasm reflected an even higher percentage of persons, 94.5%, planning to vote in the upcoming. The majority of the participants fall within the age of 46 to 55, and 56 to 55 age group, both 18.8%. This indicates a constituency that skews towards and maintains a demographic likely prioritizing stable community development, right? So they start to say that, listen, the long and short of what they're saying is that St. Anne's constituencies displays a strong support for its current member of parliament, particularly in terms of local visibility, community improvement, and addressing key issues. The constituency's mature demographic and high intention to vote in the next election point to a politically active community that values sustainability, stability, and progress. While there is some critique regarding the MP's effectiveness in these particular areas, his role, this does not appear to be a pressing concern for the constituents when weighed against the local progress and accessibility of their experience. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the Member of Parliament of St. Anne's, none other than the Honorable Adrian White. My brother, good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Howard. Great to be here with you on the show today.
I'm glad that you're here, man. So far, you got the highest marks as a member of parliament. On Friday, we had 4 persons took the poll. I put some information. I said, y'all go take the poll. 55 persons have taken the poll. I stopped it last night. I'm sure more persons have taken it this morning, right? 55 persons have taken the poll, and you got rave reviews. Talk to me about it.
What you're seeing is the response from constituents that are invested in their constituency in the residential communities. And they're talking about a member of parliament who's invested in them, also in the constituency as well, because not only do I live there, I work there, I've spent my entire life there, so I'm going to continue from this day forward into the next term, to the remainder of this term, to continue to improve the activities and the capital grant projects that we do.
This is an amazing thing. I just want to be able to say that. We often look at constituencies such as St. Anne's and almost by default, we yielded to the Free National Movement because such strong representative existed in this particular space in the person of Brent Simonet. and the commitment that the constituency has made to the Free National Movement over the years. Talk to me about this transition, how you got to this position, and whether or not you get any pushback. Is there a demand that the constituency places on you, or are they just kind of cool, calm, and collected, everybody dealing with their own thing?
The majority, well, it's never dealing with their own thing, but the majority are cool, calm, and collected. I think that they've seen, even though I'm coming in behind Brent, also behind Hubert Chipman, and even behind Loretta Butler.
Yes.
Because St. Anne's is a constituency that, through multiple administrations, has seen changes to its boundaries. So some parts have been in what would be described as Montague, and at times it's St. Anne's. But cool, calm, and collected. You have residents that know what they would like to see in their communities. They voice those concerns. I'm on several chat groups, so I'm able to keep abreast.
You're active in the chat groups?
I'm active in the chat group, depending on the level of activity that persons want in those chat groups from their member of parliament. So if I see an issue being raised and it's something that I can address, my first reaction is to try and move it forward through one of the relevant ministries. And then my second reaction is to make a commitment to take it on myself. Some things I can't do under the capital grant allowance, but we do have one or two persons who necessarily don't see it the same way that the member of parliament does. And unfortunately, that's part of what it should be expected in a constituency. And I always do my best to try to meet them where they want me to be within the means that I have available.
I want to ask you a question. I look at you and you're fairly young. You are extremely young.
I'm very young.
When we initially had a conversation with the introduction going into this particular space, when we first met, you were even younger then, right? You were young, you got your baby face and so forth and so on. How was this transition for you moving into a position where there was, you know, such staunch political position and tradition and a very clear understanding for government? I know that you've been a part of the Free National Movement for a very long time, and intimately you knew exactly the working of how things were happening in the constituency. You were always a part of those things. But to be able to take on this seat, to sit in this stead, to be able to stand there, was there a comparison to you, Brent, Hubert, or Loretta in any stead, or persons took you for who you are in this particular capacity?
People initially, if they didn't know me, they wondered what I was about. They tried to make a connection. Okay, he's, you know, some said that I'm a nephew of Brent, which I'm not. I'm not related to the Simonette family. Some looked at who my great uncle was.
They're trying to pin you in a box.
Just, the Bahamian way is to ask who your people are. And then once they figure out who your people are, they get a sense of who
you're. Oh, that's why you get that.
Of who you're likely to be.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But came in with courage, came in with an expectation that I would continue to improve myself by bettering the community, bettering the people that I serve, and also taking more on. So earlier you asked, how did I get into this? It was approximately 2019. I mean, I remember filling out the newspaper count off the radio. I don't think it was Darrell Miller at that time, but somebody was calling the tallies out when I was 9 years old in the back of one of our family's yards. The whole family was gathered around listening. I think it was probably the 1987 election. And we came so close that time as F&Ms. I mean, 9 years old, but the excitement is there. The Super Bowl carries nothing to F&M or to national general elections. And then in 92, I was in the back of a vehicle traveling around. But in 2000, I think it was 17, I made a commitment that not only was I just going to be an F&M at heart, but I was going to become a card-carrying member. I was going to get involved with the association, which I did. I went in expecting that I would just be able to fill a spot that might need someone to serve under it. That spot at the time was secretary of the St. Anne's Constituency Association. And through the course of the meeting, something occurred, and I had spoken a bit more, and I was able to be nominated by Meritorious Council Member Anthony Woodside to be the chairman. And from there, the executive members present voted me in to be the chairman.
And you just was happy to serve.
I was just happy to serve.
And they identified this kind of leadership in you, gave you an opportunity to move to the position.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's naturally how it is. I've worked at large firms in the past, and you'd always have someone senior to you that you'd be working under. I started my own firm in 2014, and that really just allowed me to open up avenues, open up more opportunities, more windows, more doors. My indemnity insurance agent, Davin Lakin, with Tavares and LaRota, took me to a Rotary meeting at Rotary Club of East Nassau that meets at the Nassau Yacht Club. I saw some familiar faces. I really enjoyed the atmosphere. It was a bit of a roast scene. And I got on the Rotary leadership ladder. And so along the Rotary leadership ladder, that took me from being a sergeant to being a director of vocational service. So I already began looking at issues of labor and employment in the country. And in a few years' time, I was lined up to be a the president of the club. And it just so happened that my presidency finished right before elections came around in 2021.
So you're familiar with leadership positions. You've been identified in those particular capacities, and you moved on to this position. I want to say that I must congratulate you and congratulate the people of your constituency and sort of your circle who recognizes leadership in you and to afford you an opportunity to do that. When we get back, I want to talk more about your constituency and whether or not pushing the envelope as whether or not you see the necessity to push the envelope for specific things. I know that we have a great deal of tradition in the country on whether or not you're pushing an idea for progression and growth and technology, if you get any pushback in that. Guys, I got to take this quick commercial break and get right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The waffle with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular waffle with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your waffle with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and full effect, being able to talk directly with Member of Parliament for St. Anne's, none other than Adrian White, talking to us about sort of the origin, the inception, sort of the that point, that seedling that actually causes him to germinate from a political standpoint and really being able to move in the direction that he's moving in. And so he's here sitting with us today and really being able to talk to us greatly about this. We've already put the numbers out there. He has done superb as it relates to the poll. Those persons who've participated have participated well. This is a significant support for you. And it speaks to a traditional community. Now, when we were on break and just before we get off the break, came back on, I asked you about this sort of a pushback, right? I don't want to give any specificity to it, but because of your youth, because of your exposure, because of your understanding of how the world works and being able to see things from a younger perspective in a constituency that is traditional, have you tried to introduce any concepts and ideas that they've said to you, hey, hold on, wait, You got to take your time with this. Take your time with these particular things, because this is really a traditional thing. Have you gotten that kind of a pushback?
I haven't received any pushback from anyone on initiatives that we're doing. And for the most part, I think that my values are also the values that St. Anne's have, which are traditionally conservative values. St. Anne's is quite unique. What you'll find is there aren't any government offices or departments with locations in the constituency. Historically, it was zoned from Montague Foreshore as a residential community, so there wouldn't be any commercial activity, especially along the eastern roadside of St. Anne's. Now, when it comes back around to Yamacraw, it goes as far as the Solomon's grocery store in front of St. Andrew's School and along Prince Charles. There actually aren't even any commercial establishments along Prince Charles on the northern side of Prince Charles as far as the constituency boundary goes, which is basically...
And that was by design.
In front of the Elizabeth Police Station. Yeah, and that was by the design from the 60s. And we should have a proper design for the entire island today, brought up to date, starting with what we have and working out the best plan around that. But the constituency, I think, I would say it's one that supports me, but I'm there to support them. So projects that they want to have carried out, I get involved in them. And there are some projects that I have lined up in mind. We've so far to date renovated the basketball court on Johnson Road Estates. Right behind the constituency office, we put up a nice green gel coat fencing. So I tell people that it looks like the Ocean Club now, which to me it does. I mean, Johnson Road's a road that I rode down as a youth, or sat on somebody's handlebars, or rode on the back of the bike on the pegs. And we go down to the corner shop, we'd hail Miss Moss. But historically, it's been an area where you necessarily wouldn't hang around too long, because there is some criminal activity sometimes, and shootings, you don't know where the bullet's going to end up, so you just don't even risk it. But we're doing our best to try to improve Johnson Road Estates, Johnson Road Basketball Court. That's done now. The next big project we're looking to do will be in the Sunset Ridge, Sapphire Ridge Park area, which has historically only had landscaping done by Parks and Beaches. We want to put a nice cement foundation out there, and similar to the Seabreeze Park, take about 5 or 6 pieces of outdoor exercise equipment and put those there. And then even though you have many people and also described as wealthy people living in the Winton area, which, you know, everyone starts somewhere. It's mainly middle class families in the Winton Camperdown area. There aren't actual parks that are operated by Parks and Beaches Authority. There aren't even any land set aside. So what we look at for the parks in those areas would be McPherson's Bend, which is that beautiful bay that people bathe at the end of the eastern end of Prince Charles Drive. So we want to make improvements out there. We got Doyle.
When you come to the end of Prince Charles, to the right-hand side?
Straight across at the eastern end of Prince Charles Drive, that water that's right in front of you, that's all St. Anne's.
Okay.
And we have...
There's a property cleared down right there. Also, right there.
There's a property cleared down on the right-hand side. I'm not sure, not sure of the ownership. We had tried under Brent to set up a farmer's market there with BAMSI, but because we couldn't confirm who the owners were, even though there wasn't going to be any objection, that wasn't something that we were able to proceed with. But that seaside park that is there, the one closer in Winton, which I call the Winton Pullover Park, we want to make improvements there, but I'm looking at Montague Foreshore, and this is something that'll have support. Montague Foreshore between the St. Anne's Fish Market and Dick's Point, I want to make that into a sailing memorial site. So we can have, right now we have a plaque that's there dedicated to Sir Durward Knowles and the history of sloop sailing, giving a bit of direction as to how it evolved from once being the main transportation vessel within our family islands. When the steamships and engine ships came in, they were going to be eliminated. So that's where a number of Bahamians came together, and they made sloop sailing a sport. And so from there, we still have that as part of our culture. And today, under the last cabinet, they approved it, and this administration passed it in Parliament. It's our national sport.
I like this, man. I want to be able to commend you. I know that we only have a couple of minutes before we get out of here. You gave us some insight to what our expectations can be, being able to look at St. Anne's moving forward. The poll gave us some insight to the support that you've garnered and you continue to be able to have with your constituents. And so we want to ask you very clearly, we know that this is not from a political standpoint in terms of the umbrella organization. We're not talking about the Free National Movement, but really taking this from a constituency first approach. And I'd like to know from you, your commitment moving forward to 2026. You're going to get back in there. You're going to be able to commit those things. Talk to me about what we can expect from you moving towards 2026.
Well, what I've done at the beginning of this administration is I set aside half of the capital grant money that we have available. Now, I look at my service to the people as one, being inside the House of Assembly, being in talk shows with persons like yourself, persons like Kristen Jones, getting the word out to the people. Also in opposition, I went from being one of 39 to one of seven, holding the government's feet to the fire, holding them to account, which is the responsibility of the opposition. You know, it's not objecting for objection's sake. It's to ensure that the government knows what the people's concerns are with the policies that they're doing. And even if the people aren't aware, because most of the time the legislation that we debate in the House of Assembly isn't even on the mind of our constituents until we've already debated it. So I try to ensure that my constituents are getting good, solid representation in the House, and I'm continuing to improve on that. And then the other part is being active in the constituency itself. We have a number of polling divisions, 15 in St. Anne's, each with some similar interests and needs, and some with greater interests and needs. Especially along the Johnson Road community. So just this weekend, we were out on Saturday handing out souse to some of the...
So you started your campaigning?
Some of the matriarchs. I don't know. It's not campaigning. You know, you're visible.
But you're visible. Okay,
you never deny your party. I'm F&M, born and bred. F&M, fired up always. You know, I'm not PLP. I think the slogan is all for me. Something like that. Something with an all.
I don't think it's all for me.
All something.
Go ahead. I don't think it's all for me. All okay, something. Go ahead.
But no, great thing is when I came in 2021, I began to build up the capital grant money that we had, because you can't do any real infrastructure project in your constituency with a few hundred dollars. So you got to wait till it gets to a few thousand. And really, you needed to be 10,000, 20,000 or more. And that's what I've been able to do, because I cut in half the amount of money that was being previously given to Verge improvement projects, which was mainly ensuring that some of the people from the constituency were getting work, and that the constituency where there was a lapse in public parks and beaches responsibilities to maintain verges, or even honestly in residents' lapses in maintaining the verges outside the house, or ensuring that the trees aren't growing beyond their boundaries, especially into the utility corridors like BPL's power lines. I was able to cut that in half, and now I've got a considerable amount of money that's going to allow me to do a project in Sapphire Ridge, Sunset Park area. We put a few thousand dollars into adding fencing as well as privacy screen into the Nassau East North Park. They've given me an indication that they would like to see a outdoor patio cabana area within that park so people can gather. So as I go around with one intention, I hear what's being requested, and I start
planning
that long term.
How long you see yourself in this position?
I see myself as a member of parliament. I'm going to put myself forward to be nominated for the upcoming election. But beyond that, unless there's some demand from the people, unless there's some demand from the party,
you're a good politician.
I would be...
That was an excellent answer.
Fine, welcoming in new blood into the St. Anne's constituency. Woo. I would remain a hardcore, solid F&M the rest of my life, so long as the party keeps going in the right direction, which it is, of course, now under Michael C. Pintard, and had been under the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis. And we, you know, we're facing something that's going to be complicated for us and for all of our loved ones in Florida, as Hurricane Milton is bearing down on Florida and also bearing down on our Northern Islands, Grand Bahama, et cetera. So we are in the right place in our party right now, and I'm in the right place in my house, in my neighborhood, in my constituency, And I want to continue to grow, and I want to continue to be better.
And we want to congratulate you for your commitment based upon our poll. Like I said, you're doing well in these particular areas. We know that the constituency of St. Anne's has always been traditional or always been able to move towards not just the Free National Movement, but identifying those persons who are progressive. And you have proven to us in thought, word, and deed that you embody the concepts and ideas espoused by this particular constituency. So we continue to be able to encourage you and encourage those particular persons in St. Anne's. Guys, the poll is closed for St. Anne's, so don't ask me no more questions about St. Anne's, right?
Oh. And Howard, before I go, you're doing such an excellent job this month. So I brought in four Super Value food vouchers. If you have anybody...
Oh, you's a decent man. This man bring me Dunkin' Donuts. He bring me... Listen.
Yeah, and you can decide what you want to do
listen,
with these.
Listen, members of parliament.
If you have four of your viewers
note.
That want to come down to Guardian Radio and bring in their voters card, each one of these represents the same increase that the minimum wage has gone from $2.10 to $2.60. So it's $50 more. Hopefully you can survive all of it.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than a member of parliament all the way from St. Anne's. I'm Adrian White, being able to talk to us about what's happening in St. Anne's. I'm grateful to him, grateful for being able to do these things. My brother, you got to be able to do a podcast. All these persons, I'm saying, let's do a podcast together. You watch me do my podcast several times, but I want to be able to introduce you and invite you from a formal standpoint to be able to do that with me and just really be able to concentrate on St. Anne's. Is that good?
That sounds excellent. Thank
okay.
you very much, Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, a quick commercial break. Get to news. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. Foundation.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, here live and in full effect on this beautiful wet Monday. Guys, I hope that you're good. I hope that you're getting prepared. I hope that you're looking out for the storms. I hope that you're doing what your grandmothers did in terms of whispering a soft prayer up for all those persons evacuating South Florida, all your cousins, your auntie, those persons who decided to stay over, Coconut Grove, all those Bahamians over there. We continue to be able to pray for you. Don't look like Miami can get hit too heavy based upon the last projections that we've identified, but we got to keep watching it because we remember 1990, was it two or three, with Hurricane Andrew, and that thing just shifted. Wow. So we continue to be able to pray for those persons, man. If you're dealing with something like that, sorry, we're going to continue to pray for you and hoping that you guys are good in that particular stead. So pray for your families, call your family members, and being able to identify those things as it relates to being able to call your family members. I'm still thinking about and listening to conversations about condemnation, right? People are calling around, sending voice notes around, condemning those persons who claim that they love an icon such as Daryl Miller, but didn't call him, didn't reach out to him. And I look at the projection, or the story rather, in two steps. I look at it differently, okay? There was a time from, I was going through a hell of a lot from an economic standpoint, and I stepped away from a great deal of family members, loved ones, friends. I just didn't want to talk. I didn't want you to theorize like Job's friends what my problem is. But you had to sin against Jesus Christ. You didn't do that. Oh God, I know. I don't want to talk like this. I don't want to talk like this. And I didn't want to hear nothing that nobody said. And so I separated myself from them, right? And the only person who I really remained steadfast and committed in terms of talking and stayed with was my wife. But even then, the relationship was rather tumultuous, not on her behalf, but on my behalf because of what I was going through internally. And because, sometimes you kind of endure these things and wait for it to happen. When you're in that kind of a space, it don't matter what nobody try to say to you. If you're going through what you're going through, it don't matter what people try to say to you. You feel like a bar humbug. You feel like Mr. Scrooge, you know? And I just want to say that I don't know Darryl's position. I don't know his former position. I don't know what he was going through. But sometimes we just look at it from our perspective, taking our position, our feelings, what we would want people to do for us. My God, you're in the land of the living, saying the voice note, calling the man an icon, and you ain't going jack on him. I mean, come, you who you fighting? I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent. The conversation that we have here on the foundation is about introspection. It's about looking deep within yourself and being honest with yourself. And stop lying to yourself. I don't know if it makes sense. Stop lying to you about what you've done. You know you didn't do that with those intentions. You know this is not where your heart was when you did that. You know, you ever see people give something to the poor people? Or, you know, those persons begging arms? And they got to take a whole picture with it. And they got to tell you and be able to put 6 and 7 pages on their Facebook page of how they just gave this person $7 today. Listen, man, listen. You know you didn't do it with the right intention and the right heart. You want people to see you and label you something that you're not. We have lied to ourselves too long. And we're content with the lie. You got to drop that lie. That's everything that I do here on the foundation, is for us to be able to take that layer, that coat off, that sheer, that veil that exists at the forefront. Tear it and look at the honest to God truth of who we are. This is what the constituency concept is about. This is what the integrity concept was about. This is sort of the idea that existed in the sobriety concept. This is about when we were in Grand Bahama last year and having a rejuvenation tour in Grand Bahama. That's all. I only want to be honest with us. That's all I want. I want you to stop lying and blaming everybody else for your problems. I couldn't blame a soul for the tribulation I gone through. And time as a teacher, the being able to go through trial and tribulation and endure it and live past it and recognize it, you have a greater appreciation for what that time, that set apart time, has prepared you for. If you're doing proper introspection. But if you're drinking rum and smoking and getting high and trying to forget about these things, you could never get yourself prepared for where you're called to be. I just want to be able to have that kind of a conversation with you guys and say that. If you're going to say a soft prayer for Darryl Miller, please do that. Please do that. No man knows the day or time. But there's no need for us to be out here sitting down, pointing fingers at everyone to say, it's your fault, it's your fault. What about the sisters and the auntie and the cousin and this and that? Does Darryl have children? And not? Stop it. Stop it. He has gone. And why is our hearts still ache to believe that the tradition and the love and the idea of being able to hear him for the next general elections, 0 votes, that has gone. That time has come and gone. There's no need for us to fight each other about what someone else hasn't done, but rather make ourselves better in understanding. The next go round, I think we should be able to commit ourselves to these things. So I wanted to say that. Guys, the line's going to be wide open. If you want to be able to join me in conversation, I'd love you to do so. I still have to be able to get to North Eleuthera today, so we're going to be able to chop that down. I'd take a few minutes to take a telephone call. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hello, hello, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Well, I didn't realize I was on that quick. Yeah, man, you know, I like how you're talking about Darryl. You know, I we would always see him on the radio, but, you know, you kind of made me laugh when you mocked him just now, right? That's what I realized. We really would be missing him because he was an original in his way, I actually laugh because that's actually the way he would actually say it. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what he said.
So, yeah,
zero.
Honest, I met him too. She and Gibson brother, you know, by the little club where they had, and you know, we would sit and talk, and I was always proud to be talking with him. But you know, it really is amazing how you said that. But you know, what we all have a lesson to learn from Darrell's death, you know, and the way they depicted it, right? But you know, he was a very humble man, you know, and so. This is a message for all of us, and even the high, pompous politicians, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
You listening?
I read it, man.
Yeah, that they will suffer the same fate. So you could deny, twist and turn, slip and slide. Death is awaiting.
Yes.
You and me.
That's it.
So do not be afraid of death. And one thing I hate about the living, right? I don't know if I hate the living, but you know, we like to talk about the dead. Only the living can talk about the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And only the living can worry about the dead now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we must realize the ultimate. So you could be as pompous, as high, as whatever. You understand? So you wasn't talking to me when you started smoking weed out. You wasn't meaning me.
I wasn't meaning you.
I don't like rum, but I'm trying to make a joke. don't fight me out.
I'm not going
to
fight you, my brother. I appreciate
I enjoy your boy, Adrian White, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, and I enjoy what you're doing, Howard. But, yeah, Dallas sent a message for me and you. And it's good that we... I mean, I really didn't like, and I appreciate what you said, because this is how we depreciate one another, you know, while he was living. You know, if I didn't know him that good, I would have lent a helping hand. And if I didn't know he lived right around the corner, I would have, you know, made a point. But because the person who I know him to died previously, Shane Gibson brother died, God bless his dear, Sherman Gibson, who was a good friend of mine, you know, understand me? So, you know, and I would always reach out to him, because these are the type of things I do at my age, Howard. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to play important, you know. People see me, I say, oh, you're the guy who's calling radio. I mean, everywhere I go, you understand what I'm saying? But I don't, and it actually pays off for me. People come and give me business, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not a haughty person, Howard. That's what I'm trying to show you. I'm not a person who sit up in the seat of the scornful.
Mm-hmm.
You see me? Bless up.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you, man, 52. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Next call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
All is well, man. What's up?
A pleasant good evening. I can't hardly hear you. I'm right around the corner for you in Oaksfield. You sound so quiet on your side.
No, I'm right here, Sparky. Go ahead.
Yeah, I listened in the 52 in regards to Darrell. You know, there's sometimes I sit back and I'm amazed at things that people say, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't really know Darrell. But Darrell was a good guy. I used to call him the cutter. Watch out, Sparky. Don't go there. I can cut you. I can cut you, Sparky. We go back a long way. Howard. And Sparky, we go back to the government eye on Ponciana Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Darrell went to school also with Bishop Sobey Camp up in Freeport.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
He also went with Brother Dave Burrows down at BFM.
Mm-hmm.
All of those guys were around the same time. I was a few great, I'm forms higher than Darrell. He was also always a studious guy, and I guess he was pointed in that direction, writing and in the news and that TV thing, you know, and radio. That was Darrell's life. Darrell also has some issues, but God bless us. All of us have issues in life. We overcome some of those, but like 50 who was saying in regards to neighbors, it's a crying shame that on a main road like that, they got a flies flying around the place. And Darrell's demise left him just like that, whatever the case may be. Because I have situations right now where I live, Howard, where people, when they move from, I would say, ghetto areas into a little higher area, maybe a government home, or a different constituency, they appear to be like they have arrived. And you got neighbors like, Howard, give me a moment here, where you plant trees along the fence between the yards, and you say, okay, I'm planting fruit trees. Now, my neighbor, what's going there, what's going to grow on your side belongs to you. If the guavas are on your side, they're your guavas. The bananas, the avocados, whatever it is, they belong to you. And you try to be neighborly with neighbors. But if the gorvas dropping on the ground on their side, and the worms even eating the gorvas, and people want gorvas to make gorvas and gorvas jam and everything, but you don't want Sparky coming in your yard to pick up the garbage, and you don't pick up the garbage. You know, I want to use a word that I can't use for that neighbor. And it starts with N. Hello, Howard?
What you say N? What you mean?
Niggly.
Okay, thank you, Sparky. I appreciate your telephone call. Let me take one more telephone call before we get out of here. Call on the line, go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing? Hello?
Brother Grant.
Yes, sir.
Man, you sound so low, man.
I'm right here, Professor. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm sorry to hear about what happened with Daryl Miller.
Yes.
But I was listening to your radio station today, and they spoke well about him.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Ms. Dame said how he had perseverance and how hard it is to keep good quality broadcasters in the broadcasting business. They go other places. You've seen that happen since the last election.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to remember what the Prime Minister said about him. He was one that was quite open and kept the government's feet to the fire. And he was the voice of the Bahamas. And I think what we need to do is follow his wonderful example of the broadcaster. Those of us who are in it now ought to learn from him. He did set a very good example. Not to be like him, but to be following the principles that he applied to his own personal life and to his broadcasting business. And I think we can do well if we were to do that. Now, we got to improve on what he's left behind. He left some big shoes. And so those of us who are in it now ought to see how best we can improve on what has already been set, not take it lower, but to take it to a much higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for the grant.
Thank you so much, Madam Professor. I do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we can dive into North Eleuthera constituency and provide all the information for that. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Honey, mama, kill
papa.
Sweetest spicy on noon.
Signature hot wings.
What's your favorite thing?
Roasted garlic parmesan. Mmm, tastes so good, chicken, you know.
Ghost pepper wings.
Papa.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes.
Nassau, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, Kid Scrape Explosion! Reloaded!
This is the one and only fan, John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy, D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, Kid Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot, from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
This is Buddy J. Rev.
Funky D.
This is your girl, Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Freak on B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on! Ray Can't Scrape Explosion! Best of the best!
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. Two a days. We're still here being able to dissect leadership and talking about this. Listen, man, I just want to be decent as I say this. I ain't here to talk but you. As your mother listens in, I ain't want to talk with you, baby. That is not what the intent is. The intent is to identify leadership for the progression of this nation. No pun intended. This is for an idea to move beyond the stagnation that exists in this space by identifying, not from a head leadership, is almost elusive. We can never touch it. Every time we try to be able to identify from the pinnacle of leadership and we stretch our hands forth to be able to say that this government has done that, or the PLP has done that, or the FNM has done that, or the Prime Minister has done that, they become rather elusive. And the illusion of it is this kind of the phantom state that exists in this particular thing is they can always say, well, the former did this, or the former did that, or the former did this, and all these things. No one is held to account. My God. Now members of parliament losing an entire job, no matter how good they are. Some of them still is win sometime, no matter how much they suck. I just want to be decent as I say this. If we don't start to dissect this from the bottom, go up, we will not get the right people in here. If we look at the entire landscape of this thing, let's map it out. In the event that something happens and the leader loses his or her seat, whatever this happens, if you are in right position and you commit yourself not only to your organization, your political organization, but you commit yourself to your community and you could retain a seat, my God, you could find yourself moving towards leadership. We've seen examples of this throughout time and history. It ain't always about who your cousin is, your auntie is, and who this and that. You just have to be in the right place at the right time. You got to win your seat. Ask Shannon Cartwright. You got to win your seat. Ask Michael, Michael Pintard. You have to win your seat as a minister. There are many of them who could be able to say that because they got in. They may have not even been considered, but now they serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. That all begins with winning your seat. And today we're going to dive deeper into being able to identify who is ahead as it relates to being able to win their seat in their constituency. Next up on the docket, as we continue to be able to talk about these things, is the constituency of North Andres. We just did North Andres. North Eleuthera. North Eleuthera. Okay? Now, when I stopped last night, there were 16 persons who have taken the poll. Now it's 21 persons. Okay? Now it's 21 persons. And guess what? Guess what? Mother sick. The numbers have not shifted. It's the exact same thing. I'm going to get into it. Let's do it. Let me give you some history and talk about this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the constituency of North Eleuthera. The member of parliament in this particular stead is none other than the Honorable Sylvanus Petty. Sylvanus Petty. The historic assessment of North Eleuthera from 2002 to 2004, political fluctuations and the constituency's desires. North Eleuthera has experienced political shifts over the past two decades with representation altering between the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement. These changes reflect a evolving priorities of the constituency, which range from economic growth and infrastructural development to community welfare. Let's start off like this. In 2002 to 2007, we had Alvin Smith being a prominent figure during this particular time. Smith's leadership was characterized by efforts to address the basic infrastructural and economic needs of North Eleuthera, with a focus on promoting tourism, fishing, and agriculture. Despite some progress, many constituents felt that the development pace was slow and did not adequately address public service, healthcare, and job creation. The FNM's focus on conservative economic policies and traditional values resonated with the constituents' demographic, but there were growing concerns about the lack of transformative initiatives that could lead to substantial economic growth and community development. From 2017 to 2021, continued F&M leadership under Howard Ricky Mackey. In 2017 general election, Howard Ricky Mackey was elected the MP for North Eleuthera, continuing the constituency's alignment with the F&M. Mackey, a Harbour Island native with deep community ties, was ratified in the Free National Movement Standard Bearer and brought a hands-on approach to representation. His background included serving on the Harbour Island District Council, acting as a chair in various local committees, including the Licensing Authority, Junkanoo Committee, North Eleuthera Regatta Committee, and so forth. Mackey's familiarity and local affairs allowed him to connect with the constituents on community development projects. However, despite his efforts and strong local presence, there remained a sense of stagnation in terms of tangible improvements in key areas like infrastructure, economic diversification, and public service. This perceived lack of progress contributed to growing dissatisfaction among residents, leading to questions about whether a change in political strategy or leadership was necessary. In 2021, to our present position, there's a shift to Progressive Liberal Party under Sylvanus Petty. Sylvanus Petty of the PLP took over as MP for North Eleuthera. Petty, a businessman, campaigned on promises to tackle long-standing issues within the constituency, focusing on economic growth, job creation, infrastructure, and public services. His victory marked a shift in political representation, suggesting that the electorate was seeking new strategies and initiatives to address the constituency's needs. Let's get into that. There were 16 persons that took the poll. It was 16 last night. I tell you, I cut it off. So 5 persons took the poll today, but the numbers did not change. I just looked at it. It's the exact same thing. I did not incorporate them for what I have to do. Okay? So I will read this to you. I told you I'm cutting it off. So what I'll read this to you and let you know exactly was what. North Eleuthera Constituency Survey Breakdown. Participant information. Total participants, 16. Voting behavior. If you voted in the last general election, 7 out of the 16 indicated that they did vote in the last election, which is 43%. They indicated that they did vote in the last election. 9, which is 56%, indicated that they did not vote in the last election. They did not vote in the last election. They're planning to vote in the next election, was the second question. 9 indicated that they will vote in the next election. 9, 56.25%. indicated that they will vote in the next election. 7 indicated that they will not vote. Okay? The participants' age range from 18 to 25. You got 3 participants, 18.75%. From ages 26 to 35, 0 participants, none. From ages 36 to 45, 4 participants. From ages 46 to 55, 5 participants, and from ages 56 to 65, you got 2 participants. 66 plus has 2 participants also. So the highest age range in the entire thing is between the 46 to 55. Okay? Has your MP been visible and accessible? 100% of the participants, including the 5, indicated that he is not visible in the constituency. 100% of the participants, 100% of the participants indicated that he is not visible in the constituency. The community improvements since the last election. 100% of the participants indicated they have seen no improvement. 100% of the participants said no improvement. Effectiveness in addressing key issues such as crime, unemployment, social services. 100% of the participants indicated that he is ineffective. He has no effect in this area. 100%. 16 people indicated that he's not. Effectiveness in his ministerial or his portfolio given to him. 100% of the persons indicated that he is ineffective. 100% of the persons indicated that he is ineffective. That's 16 participants, including the five, so it's 21, including the five who stated the exact same thing. And overall satisfaction with the MP's performance. 100%, which indicates here 16 persons, based upon our tallying. 100% of the persons indicate that they are absolutely unsatisfied with him as a member of parliament. They have no satisfaction with member of parliament Petty for North Eleuthera. Let's read a couple of things right here. Key observations. Low voter turnout. Low voter turnout, only 43.75% of the participants were low voting in the last general election, indicating possible disengagement or discontent with the political process in North Eleuthera. However, there is a slight increase in those planning to vote in the upcoming election, right? Suggesting that a potential desire for change. Watch me. It says age distribution. The constituency has a mature demographic, with the majority of participants falling between the ages of 36 and 55, that's 56.25%. The age group often prioritize issues like job opportunities, healthcare, and community development, areas in which the MP appears to have underperformed according to the survey results. Remember, we're dealing with the survey results, okay? That's why I won't talk to these politicians. I don't know how much doc you're billing. I don't know what you're doing or what you ain't doing. So I wanted to kind of be cool with that, all right? A negative perception of the MP. A unanimous 100% of the participants feel that their member of parliament has been neither visible nor accessible, indicating a severe disconnect between the representative and the community. Additionally, the participants expressed dissatisfaction with the MP's performance, stating no visible improvements or effective action since the last election. No improvements observed. The perception of stagnation is prevalent, as 100% of participants reported no improvements in their community since the last election. This indicates a potential lack of action on infrastructure, social service, and economic development. And even if the MP holds a ministerial position, the complete lack of perceived effectiveness reflects poorly on their ability to represent and address the constituency's concerns on both local and a national level. Okay? In conclusion, the history of the North Eleuthera's political representation from 2002 to 2024 reflects a constituency rooted in a desire for effective leadership that can address its infrastructural and economic needs. Over the past two decades, the seat has fluctuated between the Free National Movement and the Progressive Liberal Party, indicating an electorate searching for the right approach to drive tangible progress. Under the Free National Movement's dominance from 2002 to 2017, he says, efforts were made to support tourism, fishing, and agriculture, but there was a growing frustration over the slow pace of public service and economic development. In 2017, shift to the PLP with Ricky... this is incorrect. In 2017, Ricky Mackey, who was the FNM, suggested that a hope for more community-focused policies, but constituents felt that these promises did not materialize into meaningful action. And in 2021... Silvanus Petty of the PLP took over, bringing a background of business and promised to tackle the longstanding concerns of this constituency. However, recent survey data paints a stark contrast between Petty's initial campaign commitments and his perceived performance. 100% of the participants expressed dissatisfaction with Petty's visibility, accessibility, and effectiveness in addressing key issues like crime, unemployment, and community improvement. The complete absence of tangible progress since the last election and the lack of communication has led to growing discontent within North Eleuthera. Constituents of North Eleuthera want a proactive, action-oriented MP who can provide consistent engagement, address infrastructural deficiencies, and seize economic opportunities. Despite its natural beauty and strategic location near potential growth projects like the Disney Venture in South Eleuthera, the constituency remains hampered by underdevelopment due to political disconnect and unfulfilled promises. For Petty to retain his seat, he must urgently bridge this connect, deliver on infrastructure and public service, and show a clear forward-thinking strategy to address the pressing needs of this community. Without a change in approach, North Eleuthera may once again seek new leadership in the next election, hoping to finally realize the growth and development of this long-standing issue. My God. My God. This is a horrible review. I just want to be decent as I say this. Sylvanus Petty's promises versus his current performance. No visibility improvements, lack of engagement, ineffective in addressing key issues. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, the line's going to be wide open. I want you to join me in conversation right after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Want to build wealth and secure your financial future? Join RF Bank and Trust and BizX as we team up for World Investor Week from October 7th to 11th. We're bringing you free resources to master investing, whether your resilient portfolio, navigating ESG investments, or going global with international markets. This is your chance to learn, grow, and take charge of your financial future. Join us and let's build wealth together. Visit RF Bank Trust on Facebook or Instagram to learn more. Don't miss out on this World Investor Week, October 7th to 11th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, scathing reviews, rake him against the chalkboard. This is too much. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, members of parliament, listen, whether or not you come and sit with me or not, whether or not you are, you know, a fan of these things, whether or not you believe that you have, your hand on the pulse of what's happening in your constituency, perception is reality in this space. This is a space that you live in. You signed up for this, you joined it, you put on an entire suit, and you joined this club. The club of perception is reality. This is your club. It don't matter what you think you're doing on the ground. As we amplify this, as persons calling here about your constituency, who may not even be from your constituency. They may not be a constituent. They may never even been, never drive through Nautilutra. They never catch a plane to go there. But as they speak about you from the position of perception, it can influence people who are listening. You have the responsibility to speak your piece on the radio. I get the seat empty. I gave you the seat. Gentlemen, ladies, I'm giving you the seat. It don't matter who here. It don't matter. I don't think I special. Or who Howard think he is. No. This is what we doing. You could fight me till the cows come home. I'm not going to fight you. But I'm saying to you, stand up and peace for your constituency. These people need to hear your voice. Many of you may not reach the homes that we into right now. So come on. I'm not going to fight you. Let me take a quick call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, good day. I'm Howard.
Yes, sir.
I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you, my brother.
What I heard you say today is something that a lot of people really don't pick up on. You said that all of these ministers are serving at the pleasure of the prime minister.
Yes.
Which means that this gives him complete authority to do whatever he wants to do.
Mm.
No one goes against the green. Mm-hmm. And the term that the people use when they're talking about political parties, it's a party. This is exactly how they live their lives. It's a party. Okay? Mm. And that ain't really why I called you today, but that's something for them to think about.
Mm-hmm.
What I really called you for today is, on, I believe it was Friday past,
mm-hmm.
in the afternoon, around about 3 o'clock, I was driving up in Marathon. And opposite City Lumber Yard, I noticed there were 3 policemen and a woman inspector. They stopped a gentleman in a bus. For whatever reason, I don't know. But they were outside the bus, standing up talking. While they had the guy in handcuffs, this was a slim built gentleman, the 3 man, one big one and 2 not too big. But the thing about it is they slammed, the big man grabbed the man and slammed him to the ground. And I swear, if I was a different person and didn't mind going to jail, I would have come out and do something. This is what you see in America, where they put the foot on people's neck after they're on the ground with handcuffs behind their back. This should not be happening in the Bahamas. And you need, I would appreciate it if you would try to get to the Commission of Police and tell this type of stuff shouldn't happen in the Bahamas. The man was handcuffed with 3 big men there. Don't care what he do. And then it appeared to me, you know, they lick him to the ground.
Wow.
And the lady standing there ain't saying nothing. The other 2 officers, one of them helped pick him up. But that was a terrible, terrible thing for me to watch.
Wow.
Can you say something about that for me, please?
I appreciate you, appreciate you. I don't get in police business, but they slam me to... No, I just want to be decent with you. I think from an observation standpoint, it's almost like when you walk into a part of a conversation we don't know. I don't know whether or not he had a gun, if he brandished a gun, if something was poking out, if he had something sharp on there. I don't know. And also, we're not trained as police officers. We've rendered ourselves to their authority. When we find ourselves in breach of the law, when we find ourselves as a suspect, it's important that we continue to be able to comply. And we're given an opportunity through avenues from a judicial standpoint to complain later. Let's just be decent. Amen? Can I say this? I just want to say this. We have an opportunity to comply. We must comply. You don't want Assistant Super Inspector being able to come on there at 3 o'clock in the morning to be able to say that you weren't complying. You don't want to hear that, okay? Comply and then go through the course. See, that's the issue I believe that we have in this country. A lot of us don't take the opportunities to complain. A lot of us say, well, ain't nobody listening. Ain't nobody, or might as well don't say nothing. No. There are avenues for you to be able to pursue these things and pursue it with passion and determination and being able to say that, advocate for your position. You never know why God has put you through some things, because there is an advocate that lives within you that sometimes you got to be able to trouble the water to get this fella to get up and say something about these things. This may be one of the things that you were born for. My God, don't see it and say like you, don't play like you and see it. So let's do that and be able to say those things. But also to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, I think there needs to be a community training, because all of us are not criminals. Amen? All of us are not criminals. You ain't got to slap us and talk to us rough. All of us don't have an intention to break the law. So it's very important that you understand how you're approaching these particular persons in these areas. So let's do that. Let me take this next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, it was Howard.
All is well. We should say.
Tell me this. How come in some constituency, one part of the minister doing and the next part he ain't?
What you mean? Turn your radio down. I can't hear what you're saying.
You know, all right. The best office is he doing up in that area there, but up a little further down, he neglecting that side. You ever?
Who are you talking about? Which one are you talking about? Which minister?
I'm talking about national security.
Okay. So now you're talking about Freetown.
Freetown.
Okay, go ahead.
You understand where I got from?
Okay.
And that's bad. You know?
Well, we can get a chance to talk about Freetown. When we get a chance, I'd like you to be able to call back and chop these things down in these last few minutes to talk about this. Let me see how much people take the survey for Freetown so far. I'm looking at all you guys' survey. And so far, Mount Moriah has had the greatest showing. Golden Gates have a lot of persons in there. Guys, go and take the survey for me, please. The survey is thefoundation242.com, thefoundation242.com. Persons have a great deal to say, but only how much people in Freetown? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Only 16 people take the survey out of Freetown. Only 16 people take the survey out of Freetown. So make sure you go and do that. Tomorrow, we're going to be able to deal with Nassau Village. Now, I have been trying to reach my good, decent friend, Jamal Strawn, for a long time. I sent him email after email, text after text, and trying to be able to reach him. Now, this is a number that I had from him from before he started to campaign. He and I have a good rapport. I always support him, and I always been able to enjoy sitting with him. I always encourage him in that particular capacity in Nassau Village. He's doing a wonderful job with the development of the stuff. But Nassau Village is showing poor, and I don't know how that could possibly be. I don't live in Nassau Village, but Nassau Village is showing poor on this survey. I might as well tell you now, okay? And so I want you to be able to go and take that and identify those things, ladies and gentlemen, and go and do the survey. If you're out there participating and this is your member of parliament and you support your member of parliament, go and take the survey. The survey is thefoundation242.com, thefoundation242.com. You can be able to find all is one word, thefoundation242. When you get there, what you're going to do is identify, there's a little circle at the top. It says, take the poll. Click on that. When you click on that, it'll take you directly to the entire poll, the survey, and you just answer one question after the other. It'll take you right through the entire thing, okay? For Nassau Village, I have a very poor showing, and it shows dismal results for you, Jamal. I'm going to try and call Jamal one more time today. There's only 12 persons that have taken the poll, and all 12 persons have said no, 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 no to everything so far, okay? So far, they have said no to everything. I need you to get your persons to go and take the poll. We're going to evaluate this based upon our poll. Now, we're going to incorporate information that we know about you. Evaluate this based upon our poll. Tomorrow, we also going to have my good cousin who's going to be either coming in or calling in. He says that he doesn't know whether or not he's going to be able to make it over based upon the weather. But he's going to be calling in Kingsley Smith all the way from West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Tomorrow, we're going to do Kingsley Smith and Jamal Strawn for the constituencies of Nassau Village and West Grand Bahama and Bimini. We're going to identify those particular things. Two of them, I believe that these constituencies will do well. I heard some things about my good cousin. We're going to talk about that tomorrow and being able to identify those things and make sure that we're all on one good page. So today, as we break this information down and we identify this information, Adrian white for St. Anne's, it seems as though, based upon the trajectory, based upon the path and the methodology that we've decided to be able to engage, it seems like he may retain his seat, God spare. And if we're looking at where we are right now, Sylvanus Petty, significant uphill battle to fight to ensure that you can get good representation, tangibility, and retaining that seat as you go forward. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts. It says, good afternoon, Howard. All those great MPs that lost in 2001 election was because of the Prime Minister, Minnis. Ricky Mackey was a good man. There's a text that's coming through. It says, good afternoon, Howard. What are the negative results of the poll results saying about this administration's performance? At the end of it all, we'll assess that, okay? At the end of it all, we'll assess that. We'll take each one of these polls and we'll be able to put it through the system and identify the percentage of persons that are moving towards PLP and those persons that are moving against the PLP and make a determination what the polling is saying about the PLP versus the Free National Movement, okay? So we do that. Guys, I'm going to see you to take the poll. The Foundation 242 tomorrow, thefoundation242.com. Tomorrow, West Grand Bahama and Bimini, Nassau Village. Jamal Strawn, please call me, 827-0111, 827-0111. Guys, have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys. Godspeed. The Foundation.